We've been walking and walking through Vrindavan, and today we've reached Kokilavan. Kokilavan means the place of the cuckoos. One day Krishna and Radharani were supposed to have a meeting here, but Radharani was not able to escape the watchful eye of her in-laws. Krishna was wondering whether Radharani would come, and feeling separation, he climbed up a tree. As he climbed up a tree, what he did was he imitated the sound of a cuckoo. And as he imitated that sound, that transcendental vibration reverberated throughout the whole area. It reached the home where Radharani was staying. She heard it. The Sakis heard it. Her in-laws heard it. Everyone heard it and they were enchanted. Jatila came to Vishakha Devi and said, "What is this sound? I've never heard such a sound before." Vishakha Devi said, "Yes, this is an enchanting sound. Maybe we can go with Radharani and find out where this sound is coming from." And in this way, Jatila agreed, and Radharani and the Sakis came to the place where Krishna was, Kokilavan, and here they met. Srinivasacharya prays, "Gujat Kokila Hamsa Sara Sagana Kirne Mayura Kule." Vrindavan is full of cuckoos, swans, peacocks, cranes. Nana ratnani badga mula vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane. He says there are many, many beautiful trees and they're all laden with ripe and juicy fruits, and underneath the roots of every tree are valuable jewels. However, one may look around today at the modern day Vrindavan and say, "It doesn't look like this to me." Our great teacher Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the holy dham is like a deep, deep ocean which is covered by a thin layer of oil. If one looks superficially, they will simply see that there is an ocean of oil. However, if one is able to penetrate a little beyond the surface, then one will see that underneath there's a deep ocean with many, many jewels. When we go to Vrindavan, it is indeed full of beauty, full of character, full of color. However, it may not immediately appear to the superficial eye. When we go to Vrindavan, we have to look beyond the pollution, beyond the decrepit infrastructure, beyond the noise, beyond the external chaos that we see, and we have to see the mood, the heart, the spirit, and the deeper reality of Vrindavan.